someone there? Anyone, please? Help! Excuse me? Excuse me. Down here? Can you please pick me up? I really hate being here on the ground.
Thank you. I was so scared. I don't even know what happened. I was just trying to travel through the forest and suddenly my body just disappeared. I know I sound crazy, but you gotta believe me. Something just felt off, and then my head suddenly popped off my body and fell to the ground. By the time I was able to look around, I couldn't see the rest of me anywhere. You haven't happened to stumble upon a headless woman, have you? I thought so. Maybe it's some stupid infernal magic or something. Possibly some illusion of the forest. But this feels way too real for that to be true. And you don't look or feel like an illusion. Who are you? I see. Well, nice to meet you. My name's Nara. Is something wrong? You look a bit confused. Well, either way, I suppose this may be too much to ask, but can you take me out of the forest with you? I promise I'll be able to repay you after, but I just need to get away from here. You will? Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Well, I'm an adventurer, you see? And this forest is one of the only paths to Lyran. There's a quest there I need to fulfill, but I don't think I'll be able to do much like this. What about you? What were you doing here? You don't know. Well, what were you doing in the forest? You have no idea. You just appeared here. Do you even know where you are? I'm sorry, but can we just stop for a second? Well, yeah, something does seem wrong. I don't know if you can see it or not, but I'm only ahead and you just happen to randomly be in the forest with no reason as to why you're here. You seriously don't know? Well, what's with all those papers? Are you a diplomat of some sorts? No? Well, what are you? An artist. But I don't see any paints or quills on you. I've never heard of those before. Let me see them. I've never seen those before. How do they even work? Show me then. Huh. Well, that doesn't look too bad. Honestly, it looks pretty amazing. This still doesn't explain why you're here, though, or what you were planning to do in the forest. Wait a minute. What's going on? The flower. planted in the ground. It's gone from your paper. What sort of magic is that? He didn't do it.
You're telling me the picture of the flower you just drew just happened to appear in front of us.
Put me down. We need to talk.
Yes, I said put me down. Come on.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you drop every... Wait a minute. Is that a picture of the forest? Well, there's only one forest with those colours of leaves, and it's this one. So unless you love colouring things like a child, you have some explaining to do. You drew it a long time ago. I thought you said you'd never been here before. That looks exactly like this part of the forest. See the glowing blue flowers along the path? Even have the moss growing on the tree trunks in the exact same place as those over there. Wait a minute. Isn't this the path we're on right now? It is. It really is. Wait, what's that torn paper there? That one, right over there. Pick it up. I want to see. Why not? Not important. Then that means it's very important, clearly. Come on, show me, before I bite your ankles off. Is that... me? Why do you have a drawing of me? And why is it ripped? You were drawing me, but you didn't like how it turned out, so you ripped it up in frustration? How do you even know what I look like? You never met before. You made me. Do you know how crazy I sound right now? Now what are you doing? Well, yeah, I suppose those look like me. That looks like me when I was younger and learning how to use my first sword. That one reminds me when I slayed my first monster when I was much older. A name on the bottom. Nara. It really is me. That's it. You're them. The creator, of course. There was an old story from when I was a child that my grandfather told me about. It was about someone from another world who was able to create things from design and bring them to life like magic. There were wizards who could animate objects and some druids that could grow nature. But the creator would be able to make life from seemingly nothing. With the right tools, of course. As much as I'd like to think it, there really is no other explanation. You drew that flower and it appeared alive and well. And you seem to have designed a few other things. From the forest to... well, me. If it's not too much trouble, creator. Yes, creator. That's what you are, so that's what I'm calling you. Anyway, can you make me a new body? I don't know how your magic works either, but I really miss being able to walk around, and you seem like you're the only one that can make it happen again. Plus, you did sort of make it happen in the first place, so it seems it's only fair. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, how long's this gonna take? To draw my body, I mean. Well, okay. What you have in mind for my body? Well, I just hope I look as good as I did before. I swear I worked hard to make that body battle ready. Even if some things were a bit tight around the chest region. I swear they never make armour that size. So, Crater, what are we going to do when we reach Lyran? Yes, we. You know, as a creator, you'll probably be a juicy target for whatever evil is out there, right? So it only stands to reason I accompany you wherever you go. No, sorry. You don't have a say in the matter. Besides, you pretty much look lost from the moment I saw you, so I doubt you know how to get around in our world. Yes, you made it, sure. But that doesn't mean you know every little thing about it. Okay, maybe it does. But from how scrawny you look, I doubt you could protect yourself from any sort of animal or bandit attack. Then it's settled. We'll stay together, and I'll protect you. Are you finished? Let me see. Wow. You really made me look tough and strong. Although, but I used to have that much curvature. Oh, I'm not complaining. It's just a bit of surprise, that's all. So, how do we get it out of the paper? Oh, I guess you just had to put my paper on top of it. Wow, this is really gonna have to take some getting used to. At least the armour fits comfortably. And everything looks brand new as well. Honestly, it's perfect. Except that... Ouch. Do you think you can help me back up? My body looks like it's freaking out, like a chicken with its head cut off. Ah, much better. That won't get annoying anytime soon. What are you doing? Oh, it's a scarf. It's really soft. Well, I hope so, or else it'll roll down town square and get us in even more trouble. But thanks. I've no idea how you got here, but I'm glad you were here when you were. I'd probably get stuck alone in the forest for hours if you hadn't come to my rescue. So for that, I hope I can be by your side and keep you safe. And one more thing. We should probably get going before nightfall. So, shall we head off, Crater?